It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm not a marijuana guy.
As you know now, eating tomatoes will kill you. So here's a little personal health tip from me to you. This is what I'm doing. I'm adding just a dash, like a tablespoon of chlorine, to my Bloody Marys.
Nice. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We told you about the fat guys. We told you about our Friday cocktail hour. Maybe not enough is, I got to tell you again, Friday's a big show. We got BDK. He'll be in here. And we'll get him a review.
Is that what's making it big?
That's what's going to be the big show, yes. BDK's going to be talking about the movie The Happening. I'm like Tom Hirsch. And the most important thing is we will have, how many Buzz Babes are committed to being in here on Friday?
You ask for three.
Yes.
I got you three.
Yes.
I got you four.
Yes.
I got you five.
Oh, God.
I may have more.
Really?
We're going to see Kristen, Allie, Megan, McKetzie, and Kaz on Friday.
McKetzie. Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, very exotic.
All right, so we've got commitments from about five of them.
Yeah.
Let's see if that gets us rocking on Friday's show.
They're excited, I'm pleased to report, and so are we.
Oh, that's very, very good.
I think Buzz is the most excited.
Buzz is excited. it'll be BYOB on Friday, and
right.
We would like to thank the limo company, if I can find their name.
A1.
A1 Limo, thank you very much. A1 Luxury Limousine, they'll be hauling us to our destination. We have a venue for the post-BYOB Friday party. A1 Luxury Limousine, you can call them at 703-942-8900 or go to simplelimo.com.
Mike?
Alex, the owner, will be our driver.
Don't they take same-day reservations at A1 Limo?
Yes, they do. God, you got a good memory for
that. If you hit the sauce, call A1.
Buzz is very excited.
He is very keen.
Yes, that's the thing we're not excited about, BDK. We are excited about the Buzz Babes. And, of course, we're excited about any Friday show because it's BYOB and it's lots of fun with more fun and more thrills. That's what we're looking forward to.
And it signifies the arrival of the weekend.
That's right. That's the most important part. I hope you're excited about that.
Woo!
So we'll see you Friday. But before that, we got some fat guys to deal with on Thursday.
That's nice.
And boy, I can't wait for. Let me see what we got.
Two big shows.
I got to stop the music there. We got one, two, three, four, five fat guys.
Yes.
Yeah. Very, very exciting.
Enter and sign in.
With games of skill
and chance.
Chance and skill for the fat men to win $1,000. And now here's the final buzz of the afternoon. Mr. Buzz Burbank.
So, yes, President Bush tells the London Times he has regrets. He tells the Times his gunslinging rhetoric made the world believe he was, quote, a guy really anxious for war. In this exclusive interview, Mr. Bush expressed regret over the way the war he did start divided this country and the way it made other countries misunderstand America.
I don't regret it at all. Removing Saddam Hussein made the world a safer place. And, I told the guy, I said, you know, what could you do over? First of all, you don't get to do things over in my line of work. But I could have used better rhetoric to indicate that, one, we tried, exhausted diplomacy in Iraq. Two, that I don't like war. The decision to remove Saddam Hussein was the right decision.
So cocky. So
he doesn't sound all that bothered, does he?
So to speak. Yeah.
He sounds cocky, doesn't he?
I kind of liken him, and I go back to, remember when he was so sure he was going to win the last election?
Yes.
And he was so good. He's like a dumb jock in high school.
Yeah, man, I can do it.
The whole thought of failure never enters his mind because he's not bright enough to see it.
No problem, man. I got it. Yes, sir.
Hey, what's going on this side?
Thank you. I don't like war. Don't like war. Okay, well, thanks. So, nobody does. Jesus Christ, come on.
Are you guys like liberals?
Come on now.
Bush admitted that John McCain is going to have to distance himself from this presidency, and the president current has this warning for whomever gets the job next. Quoting Mr. Bush, it's a challenging job.
Clever.
I like that.
And then there's the whole question of impeachment. It's not getting a lot of coverage, maybe because it comes from failed presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich.
Yeah, well, he's a little out there. And doesn't he have the big super tall, he's a little gnome-like guy with the
knockout
big redhead
wife. Yeah.
He makes cookies in his tree.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, who are you?
Dennis Kucinich.
Well, maybe people don't take him seriously, and clearly they don't, but the impeachment articles read out in Congress yesterday against President Bush are very real.
And he authored them, Dennis Kucinich?
He authored and introduced and read them. Yes, he did.
Oh, I hear. Here he is. reading
them. I should have known he'd smurf me.
Thank you.
The impeachment resolution focuses on the Iraq war and argues that Bush manufactured a false case for that war and that he violated U.S. and international law to make it so.
Look, here's the deal with this crap. This is waste of time. This is not going to happen. This is making political hay, and I hate this crap. I hate this crap on both sides. Why don't they just leave this alone? Because really, they're spending time, they're spending money, they're grandstanding, and it's crap on either side, whether the Republicans do it or the Democrats.
I don't know that Kucinich or anybody else has anything to gain from doing this. There are people who
you're reading about him in the news, aren't you?
Right, but there are people, but I mean, he's already failed his run for the presidency. I don't know that he can capitalize on this.
Well, what he's doing though, Buzz, is what I'm really not for at all. And what I'm not for is when these guys use their Senate time, their Congress time, mm-hmm. and they're on the floor of the House or the Senate, and they're actually using this to make their little statements. And really, I became acutely aware of this when we were required, all of us, and you guys remember this, but to listen to the FCC hearings.
Yes.
Right.
And do you remember what that was really all about?
Huge waste of time.
It wasn't necessarily about legislation.
Speechifying.
Or trying to really... It was speechifying. Mm-hmm. It was really guys that were trying to sound like, I'm the best guy.
Right.
I'm the guy that's the most indignant. I'm the one that's going to... And you realize that a lot of this stuff that goes on in Washington is a collective waste of time. Right now, what you should see happening is Americans going crazy about the fact that we are not taxing the oil companies to pay for alternative fuel development. And it's
the
just
Republicans
being,
are
and
killing
you know
that proposal.
That just goes away. That just vanishes. But hey, we're going to impeach Bush. That'll make the headlines. It just pisses me off because it's not doing any good.
I agree with you that it's not productive, and we're not the only people who believe that. There are a lot of people, however, who feel this country has been wronged by the Bush administration.
Of course there are.
That the individuals involved should have to pay for that somehow. But you're right. Rather than look backward, we have an opportunity here, I think, to move forward and to look at how we can begin to fix all the crap that's gotten broken over the last 8 years.
One of the reasons that I like what the candidate Barack Obama has to say is because we're not going to do this crap.
Right.
And I'll tell you, if he's smart, he's going to listen to the way a lot of people feel. You know, we don't want this stuff anymore because Americans, I think, now have gotten smart enough where they do realize that this crap results in what we've had over the last 8 years.
One of his biggest challenges may be to stop the system because it's so in motion and it has been in motion for so long.
Well, you've got both candidates and you're going to have the political action committees that are going to go off on their own tangent.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, I think if they keep the discourse on a high level, regardless of who wins, I think you're going to be happy that doesn't happen anymore. Now, you're going to have the little PACs that aren't associated with the campaign.
Right.
They get away with that crap.
Rogues.
But hopefully they elevate it just a little bit. I'm tired of politics as usual, and I think most people in America are.
I think everybody is. Fox News got mighty popular around the start of the Iraq War, but times have changed. This past week, MSNBC began to beat Fox News in the ratings. And then there's this crap. Fox News anchor E.D. Hill said the following about the fist bump photos of Barack and Michelle Obama that were taken after he clinched the nomination.
A fist bump, a pound, a terrorist fist jab. The gesture everyone seems to interpret differently. We'll show you some interesting body communication and find out what it really says.
That's right. Fox News.
Oh, my God.
Trying to liken it
to
pandering to the redneckiest among us, suggesting...
Oh, my God. I'm so pissed at that.
Suggesting that a congratulatory fist bump familiar to millions of Americans is actually a secret terrorist signal. Thank you, Fox News. You pumps.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Honest to God, when does it end? When does it really end? And you know what? These are the gutless...
Uh-huh.
humps that are over there that are trying to suck up to Roger Ailes and Rupert Murdoch thinking, hey, if I do this, boy, I'm going to spin this so it's something really evil. They're going to really like me. They're going to like me with their editorial viewpoint.
It's not all that different from the blogging we talked about earlier.
It's very, very similar to that. You know, and then, hey, this does not land in the exclusive domain of Fox either. Because
not exclusively.
You know, log a little time
with
Keith Olbermann some night.
Right.
And, you know, tell me he doesn't go into the land of obnoxiousness on the other side.
Everybody
just ought to tone this crap
down. It's obnoxiousness tempered with snarkiness.
Yeah, obnoxiousness and snarkiness. But that's over the top. So did she get in trouble?
Yeah, well, it's hard to tell, but I think so kind of behind the scenes. E.D. Hill.
Well, did she? Wait, hold on. Yeah? She's reading a prompter, obviously. So did she didn't write this, obviously.
This we don't know.
Okay.
I doubt that she did.
I doubt she did, too.
She's taking the fall. She has since apologized publicly and has been moved off of her day shift. even though she says the words she spoke were not her words.
Okay,
I certainly didn't mean to associate the word terrorist in any way with Senator Obama and his wife.
And that's it.
Yeah, but you know what? Somebody's got to take the bath for this, and why not? She read it, so c'est la vie.
Is she a good-looking dame?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, then that's yeah, she's reading something
well,
that someone
take
wrote
care, honey.
With the apology, I think we all feel better now. I'm surprised, frankly. If anyone should know about fisting, it would be Fox News.
Oh!
Hey!
Hey, watch it there.
It's gotten so bad, this gasoline thing, that rage is breaking out at gas stations and angry motorists are bringing out the tire irons.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, Rob!
Tempers flared at a station in Cypress, California, where a doctor allegedly threatened a man who cut in line at the pumps Monday afternoon. It happened at a Costco, where gas was a bargain at $4.30 a gallon for regular. Officer Paolo Morales says the suspect stormed the victim's car with a crowbar.
And started shouting at him, asking him why he did that, what the story was, and the victim pretty much ignored him. Well, at some point, the suspect is even holding on the crowbar and pulling on the driver's door handle.
And then his ears were removed because the eardrums were shattered. Our apologies. If that sounded anything like it sounded in our headphones, that was that robotic speak that almost burned my ears.
Believe it or not, the level was correct.
Although I'm sure the level was correct. That's just nasty.
Yeah, sorry, horrible. What did you say? The alleged attacker was arrested. A man of science, I said, a doctor.
Yeah,
a doctor.
And with these gas prices and airfares, America's falling back in love with the train. Amtrak ticket sales are, by the latest figures, up 16%.
I love the train.
And those figures, yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
We used to like the train a lot.
Watch a movie on the train.
Yeah, you get a movie on the train, you get to walk up to the little snack car.
A lot of beers on the train.
You can have a lot of beers on a Friday night coming
yes,
home on the train, can't you, Rob?
Yes, you can, Mike.
Especially when there are thunderstorms and your plane gets canceled. Yes, sir.
Yes.
It's an option, the train is, that some Americans are rushing toward. Senator Obama, by the way, says he would fight for more Amtrak funding. Senator McCain has in recent years opposed that funding.
Oh, I would love to see that. I'd like to see him upgrade the, you know, the tracks. I'd like to see him upgrade the whole system. Right now, Amtrak, you know, they barely get by. They do a pretty decent job, but I love the train.
I'd like to see them bring back the steam engine.
Of course you would. Yes, Artemis Gordon.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Thank you.
And Mike and I could share a beautiful caboose.
Da, 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 da.
You already share a beautiful caboose.
Thank you. Thank you, Buzz. He was a compliment.
Yeah, but I know what he meant.
I know.
Finally, cops don't let cops drive drunk. In Sweden, an officer's been arrested for driving while heavily intoxicated. The officer who made the arrest says the drunken cop had a bottle of Jägermeister in his lap.
Jäger, the devil.
He'd apparently
bad
also
stuff.
Have, before that, had a liter of wine and 3 shots of whiskey, ooh, followed by the Jäger.
A liter of wine.
So sober citizens found the officer asleep at the wheel at a stoplight.
Yeah, 2 days to Friday. 1 day to Friday.
And in England, a 25-year-old woman was told she could not buy that bottle of Jack Daniel's barbecue sauce she had selected at the grocer, because it contains 2% alcohol, and she didn't have an ID with her.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
We all know you must be 21 to buy barbecue sauce.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much. Another great show, fellers.
Yeah, I think so.
Want to thank Tom Hirsch. Tom, we gave you the business, but Tom, it was, you know, ballsy to come on the show.
You're a friend.
And if your buddies are giving you a hard time or anybody else, you know, you had the guts to come on here and do it.
You did
so
it.
Thanks for auditioning for our movie review. Also want to thank Buzz Bissinger. He's the author of Friday Night Lights and told us today he's going to be coming out with a Sugar Ray Leonard book.
Thanks, Buzz.
I look forward to that. A screenplay.
Right.
They're doing a screenplay, not a book. So we want to thank both of them. Tomorrow, Father's Day Fat Daddy Contest.
Fat Daddy.
Look forward to that. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. And our phone screener is Joe Artinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with another poem.
Oh, good.
Oh, you wrote one.
We had gifts from Disney and gave the Buzz Babes a look. Buzz Bissinger talked to us about his new book.
Uh-huh.
Nice reading, Mike.
And nice writing, Mike.
Beth Ann wore our T-shirt with the front on the back, but it was okay. She just showed us her rack. Tom Hirsch tried out to be our movie guy, and Katie got better after her cry.
Aww.
So good night to all. We'll see you on the morrow. But before I go home, a cigarette I will borrow. I'm an ass. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Gay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.